Welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Feeling like spring today, Mayor.
Indeed. Yesterday was beautiful. Looks like a little bit of the snow that's left should be gone by the end of today.
What a shame.
Except that the snow dumps.
Yeah, that's indeed. Right. The snow dumps will be there until July, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Played your message there about potholes and streetlights. How is that process going this spring?
Yes. Well, it was such a, you know, just to the snow, obviously, Joe, we had the depth of the frost was pretty deep. And so as the frost starts to alleviate, you know, potholes develop. Heaves in the sidewalks will start to hopefully go down. We got more cracks in some of the roadways because it was just a brutal winter. So, you know, we have a company that fixes the cracks, but, you know, DPW doesn't see every pothole. So we just encourage people, don't assume they know about it. Call it in, get it on the list. And they spend the next couple of weeks really focused on potholes, and then the focus becomes the street cleaning. So don't assume. It's just like a street light. Don't assume the city knows. There's not a case of a light goes out and a light goes on at DPW to tell them. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, again, we encourage people to help us out when we're dealing with some of these issues.
Yep. The pothole number, 617-376-1914, and street light 617-376-1478. Get on the list. Yes. Big day yesterday, Mayor. The Quincy Public Safety Complex is now fully operational.
It is indeed. The chief invited me. I went to the first roll call in the new building at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. I still get lost in the building. I haven't got used to the whole thing yet. It's a big building. It's really beautiful. It's well built. It's quality. And it really gives our offices all the tools and resources they need to get the job done. And I'd also add, Joe, that unless you had an experience with the police department, for example, somebody was robbed, somebody comes to the station, they interview them, there was really no private rooms and stuff for the public with the police to do that. So that's just one little item, for example, that we address. So people have privacy as they come down and interact with the department. So we're still looking probably late spring to do a full public dedication, because I'd like to get the old station down. I think we're probably six or 8 weeks away from that. Mm-hmm. They have to do the remediation inside of whatever potential hazard materials are in there. They do an assessment, and then they deal with, like, asbestos. So I don't think anyone's going to miss that old building. Chief Kennedy told me the night before, the last roll call at midnight in there, I think they had badge number one when they finished the roll call, shut the lights off and leave the building.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of history there for the department.
That's over 100 years, yeah.
Over 100 years, correct. Yep.
And
so, you know, the original building served the city well past its really life. Then the addition was done in the 80s, which, as we all know, wasn't really a quality or helpful addition, but, you know, it bought them a few more years. So here we are. They're good for another 100 years.
Yeah, and it was built for the possibility of expansion, I know, with the top floor being left open for possible future use.
Yes, anytime, at least in my experience, when you build, you know, and a few years later, people say, geez, why didn't we have more space, you know? Why didn't we put another story on the garage? Those kinds of things, you know? So, you know, the city's growing, continues to grow. So it's nice to have that extra space in that the department could grow into. And I know we're talking about the police, but as you know, we also have the fire administration in that building and fire prevention. There's a number of training rooms in that building for both departments to use for training. Obviously, we have the shooting range in the basement because our officers have to get certified. I think it's every 6 months. So all the resources both departments need on the admin side and et cetera is all in that building. And, of course, we also, as you know, put a deck on the back, so there's ample parking for the employees as well as the public and those coming to the building. So, really, you know, nice soft opening. Everything is going well. Communications are going well. So we're up to a good start. Chief Kennedy and his team and Chief Smith and his team.
Yeah, so is fire and emergency management also in there now, too?
Yes, emergency management, okay. They certainly we're baptized under fire, the old saying, because
yes.
just the building started to open, we had those major storms,
yeah.
And the second major storm, we actually operated out of there with the executive director, Dave McCarthy, and of course the chiefs and all the personnel coming together. It's just so much more efficient having everything under one roof.
Sure.
It's really remarkable.
And is the plan for the site of the old building still going to be a park?
Yes, it is. Yep. Haven't finalized all the details, but, you know, the site will be filled, graded, grass put in, and trees put in, and then we'll see about later whether we add any special features.
I see. Very good.
I'll make sure we talk to the council about that.
Sure. Big
that
meeting.
Was a joke. Go.
I know, Mayor.
Well, work with me. Come on.
I just try and stay neutral here.
No, I'm not asking you to pick sides, but funny's funny. Come on.
There is a meeting next week we should talk about regarding the future of the former Eastern Nazarene College property.
Yes, we've sent a letter out to that entire neighborhood all around that ENC campus. As you know, we publicly stated we've had an appraisal done. The draft is finished. We've met with some of the folks at ENC and the lawyers that represent them. We've been let them know that we're interested in purchasing some property, but we'd like to get input from the public. You know, it's a good sized campus, not in the scheme of colleges, but certainly in the middle of a neighborhood. Mm. There's a fair amount of land there. There's a number of buildings there. And there's a number of issues in that area. So we're looking at everything from environmental, there's a lot of wetland in that area as well. So there's some flooding issues. So we're looking at, environmental, wetland, flooding. How can we tackle some of those issues? What buildings should we keep and perhaps reuse? And I know we talked about some of those things, Joe, on the air. But and then, of course, we've talked about 55 and over as part of a component. Some of those single-family homes, maybe they get rolled into a program for first-time home buyers. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities here. But I want to hear from the public. We want to hear from the neighborhood, see what's on their mind. And from there, we'll then develop some kind of a plan and then make the final decision on purchase and go see the city council on it.
This community meeting is March 18th, 6:30 at Central Middle School, and anybody can attend, right?
It's open to the public.
Yep.
Obviously, special letters went out to that whole neighborhood because it's, direct impact to them.
Yeah.
Anybody is welcome. We're doing Central Middle School. Some people said, why not Beechwood in the heart of it? But we felt Beechwood just wasn't big enough, both the room to use as well as the parking, so we opted to go to Central Middle School.
Very good. And will this be the only meeting about this, or will there be?
No, I doubt it.
Okay.
I'm sure that we'll get a good sense out of this, and then perhaps go back to the public with, conceptual what we're looking at. We obviously have to develop financials on, how we best approach the purchase of it. For example, the gymnasium's in good shape, and we've talked about it. But Quincy College rents gyms all over the city, the school gyms. Perhaps the college would buy the gymnasium, and that takes a little bit off the purchase price. So there's ways to chip away at this and make this thing financially doable as well.
Yeah, and last we talked, I know you mentioned about having an assessment done, or I guess an appraisal done. Has that happened?
Yeah, as I mentioned, yeah.
Okay.
So we've had the draft appraisal, then the experts look at that again to make sure that it's apples to apples, because you got to look at not only the value of the property, but what are those things that devalue the property? For example, some of those old buildings, they're probably loaded with asbestos and some of those items. So you weigh all of that before you come to the final appraisal. So we're in that process now.
I see. So has the college taken the property off the market with the anticipation that city will buy it, or what's happening with that?
Yeah, I don't believe that they have... I don't think they're marketing it right now.
Okay.
I'm sure they're in discussions that the city doesn't do it, but we indicated to them, this is an efficient expedition. We're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way to control that site is to purchase it. And that doesn't mean control in a control type of way, but, there's things that could happen to that property that people would say afterwards, oh, boy, I wish the city did something, you know. So we're going down the road. I think there's some real value there for the city and the neighborhood, and we'll take it from there.
Sure. Any events for America 250 here in Quincy we can talk about today, Mayor?
You know what? I don't have it in front of me, Joe. Okay. So but we'll definitely catch up on that.
Okay, great. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the warm weather.
You also. Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.